Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The prohibition of wearing red garments for men. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person wearing red garments walked past Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and greeted him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not reply to the salam. Note, this was a sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's displeasure. Sayyidina Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I warn you against wearing red garments, as the color red is the most beloved color to shaitan. Sayyidina Rafi ibn Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, shaitan loves the color red. I warn you against wearing red and any other boastful garment. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked the color red. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him wearing red clothing and said to him, this is the color of the garments of the disbelievers, do not wear it. Black clothing. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she sewed a black sheet for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore it. When he perspired, he perceived the stench of wool and he removed it. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore black garments. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam removed it due to the stench of the wool. A group of Sahaba, including Sayyiduna Anas, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Jarir, Sayyiduna Ammar, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubair, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, also wore black clothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a black sheet and a black blanket. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's turban also used to be black. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the occasion of Salatul Istisqa, Salah Furain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was wearing a black sheet. Prohibition of a saffron dye cloth. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade men from wearing saffron colored clothing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.